Have you considered the ways that specific and well-thought-out goals can help FFA members achieve through their livestock projects? Well, Rockingham Cooperative and Farm Bureau, Inc. in Harrisonburg, Virginia, talked with some expert showmen who shared their experience about why it's important.
I'm Jacob Cron. I live on a dairy and beef operation a little outside of Bridgewater. And on the county level, I've shown market goats, hogs, sheep, and also show dairy cattle.
I'm Lana Durr. I am showing three heifers and a steer this year at the fair in Madison. I've been showing since I was 5 on the county level, and then since I was 7 in the national level.
Paul Cron. I live on a dairy and beef farm about 2 miles south of Bridgewater. I've been very involved in that since I was really small. I'm also really involved in FFA.
I think setting goals is important because then you have something to look like to want to achieve.
Something that you can measure your progress with, like, and ask yourself, did I do what I wanted to do?
If you're going to take time to set a goal, you might as well make sure that it's something that you'll be able to attain and that's really going to help you make forward progress in your project and help you have a better outcome at the end of the day.
My main goals are to have my steer finished by the end of when I have to weigh in to go show him.
The goals I've set for myself is that I would like to be able to have my lamb lead without resistance for first weigh-in.
I hold myself accountable because if I don't work my animal as much as I need to and then go to a show and perform poorly, that's on me.
Whenever I'm thinking, oh, I'll skip messing with my animals today, or oh, dad can feed them, or something like that, I always have to remind myself that all the hard work will pay off in the end.
Some advice I'd have to people that are setting their goals for the Market Animal Project is don't be scared to set your goals high. If you set your goals high, you can always come back and change them. Just like the saying says, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll be among the stars.
Well, certainly good advice from those three.